This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Car companies in the news of late include General Motors, of course, and its recalls. Toyota and Ford a little bit as well. Honda, though, not really so much. The company that doesn't often make headline-grabbing news is the subject of a new book out. It's by Jeffrey Rothvetter, and it is called Driving Honda. Jeffrey, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
I want you to start, and this, I suppose, makes some sense, at the beginning of this book and the story of the groundbreaking for the Honda plant in Lincoln, Alabama. Dignitaries are assembled, all sorts of things are going on, and then something goes horribly wrong, and yet in the end turns out okay.
So the CEO came down off the stage and he told them to start the engines, which were all Honda equipment there. And they all tried to start their engines, but nothing started. The Honda machine, the earth moving machine, just putt-putted.
And things start getting very tense, right?
Things got tense. People looked around. The audience was thinking, you know, what kind of company we're bringing into our community. And the CEO looked at the machine, rolled up his sleeves, and started it up on his own. Now what's great about that story is it shows what makes Honda different from a lot of other companies. For one thing, all of the CEOs
are engineers.
Engineers,
right? Yeah,
exactly.
And also, how many CEOs could fix their own products?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Most CEOs, you know, come from sales and marketing and that sort of thing. So this story is way over 10 years old, about 13, 14 years old. People are still talking about it in the auto industry.
Lots of things to talk about with Honda and this book, one of which is the idea that even before it was a car company, it was an engine company. It was making engines for lawnmowers and motorcycles and all this stuff. Why did they get into cars?
Well, the founder of the company, Soichiro Honda, he always pushed the company to be more than what it was. And so he just pushed them, you know, past motorcycles, past lawnmowers, into making cars, and now you know they're making robots.
Yeah.
They're making a jet that just flew for the first time about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So they just keep testing themselves and keep pushing themselves further.
I confess that I did not know until I read your book that Honda makes its own engines still for its cars, and they often make them in the same plant as they assemble the rest of the automobile.
Yeah, that's part of their localization, or what they call sangenshugi, which is being there, being at the spot. And, you know, Honda is famous for its flexible factory, which means that they can change cars on the assembly line in seconds, whereas others in the auto industry could take days or weeks to do that. And they're able to do that because everything is done on the spot and locally, including making engines. And you know, making engines is something in the auto industry that is a lost art. I mean, Honda is virtually the only automaker that makes all of its engines from scratch and designs them from scratch.
And it's worth a mention here, as you say in the book, they've never posted a loss.
Yeah. And you know, that's another interesting thing, interesting key to their success is that...
is making money.
Is making money.
Yeah.
Well, but it's also that they don't need to be, they don't care to be number one in the world necessarily. They want to succeed. They want to make a 5-6% profit margin, which is really high for the auto industry. And they do that almost everywhere they go, by simply providing the kinds of cars that people want at the right price point. And if it means they're number three or number four, what's the difference? You know, Toyota really shot itself in the foot trying to become number one in the world, and Honda just doesn't view the world in that way.
If Soichiro Honda came back today, he passed a number of years ago, but if he came back today, would he recognize his company?
You know, he'd recognize his company in terms of the culture and the way they innovate and the way they treat their workers and that sort of thing. What he wouldn't recognize, and even at his death in the early 90s, he began to not recognize, is how complex machines had become. And he really tried to simplify everything down to the basic part. How does this part work? How does that part work? How do they interchange with each other? That's getting much more difficult. And for a company like Honda to maintain its localization strategy is not easy to do.
Jeffrey Rothvetter, his book is called Driving Honda. Mr. Rothvetter, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.